This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Financial Brand Forum episodes brought to you by Nice Actimize, D. Hilton Associates, and Despite Impossible podcast. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Financial Brand Forum here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. And in the studio lounge is Hammerman's very own Greg Larkey. No, wait! No, it's Larkey's very own Greg Hammerman. It is
very confusing.
Interchangeable.
Yeah. I may change my name.
You should.
Yeah.
A little tattoo, Larkey tattoo.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Just throwing it out there. Throwing it out there, see if it sticks. But anyway, Greg Hammerman.
Thank you.
From Larkey. How are you, sir? Good to see you again.
I'm doing great. We're on, day two of this lovely event?
I think so. There was some stuff going on yesterday, but the day before. There were some workshops that were being done. I don't know what day it is.
They cram a lot in. It sort of feels like there's a lot.
I think it's like 3 days total.
Yes.
The first day is like registration, and then they have some pre-conference workshops, which James Robert Lay did one as well, a three-hour workshop, and I heard rave reviews.
Giving him
a big shout-out.
Good deal.
So, yeah. So, anywho, we digress on that.
Yes.
Besides the workshops on the first day, how have the last 2 days been for you?
Amazing.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. I think Financial Brand's a great event.
I agree.
I will say, but I'm probably not the first person sitting in the seat to say this, seeing Cindy Crawford yesterday morning was pretty cool. I don't know if you got a chance to see
it.
I grew up in the 80s and saw Cindy Crawford in Pepsi commercials and things like that.
I did too.
I did not realize she was a straight A student, valedictorian in her class, full scholarship for chemical engineering for college.
She is
a very impressive person on lots of different facets. So that was pretty cool and inspiring. And then, we get to see current customers here. We get to talk to new people. And in our lovely virtual world we live in, I don't often get to be face-to-face and say, tell me what you really are.
That's why I enjoy this so much.
It's great.
Like, we get to see this face-to-face thing is still never gets old for me. So,
no.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's still king.
It's been a great event, and there's still more to come. We're not done yet.
We still got, two or three more hours to go.
Yeah.
All right, well, I won't keep you too long. But so speaking of Cindy Crawford and the things that you have seen here, any other takeaways for you?
This is going to sound a little dated, but I think everyone's still happy to be back. But it's not that long ago
that
we were not here. Financial Brand last was 18 months ago because it was not.
That's right.
They sort of postponed their schedule, stuff like that. I think walking around and seeing the exhibitors that you spend a fair amount of time in this part, there's lots of really cool, interesting new technologies and companies that were not here 18 months ago or were not here before pandemic that are doing really interesting things. I've been really excited. You sit down at lunch, you never know who's going to be at the table with you, and you meet these people, you're like, what are you doing, and how does that work?
Yeah.
And I think there's, thankfully, a lot of really good activity in this space, and a lot of really smart people with good ideas that are moving things forward. So
Good. How many times have you been to the Financial Brand Forum?
This is the second time.
Oh, second, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Larkey, we are closely partnered with the digital providers, right? And so we go to all of our partners' events all the time. But the challenge for us is sometimes we'll go to an event like this. This actually happened to me at lunch. I sat down with a very lovely gentleman from North Dakota, learned a lot about the bank that he was with, and we were talking, and he said, we use this digital provider. It doesn't happen to be someone we're partnered with yet. And we can try to work on that. But us, when we go to a provider, a partner's conference, we know that we can work with anybody in the room.
Yeah.
So we don't go to a lot like this anymore, but it's great to be here. There's enough smart people here that makes sense.
I keep saying this group's a very forward-thinking group.
Yes.
So they're just on the cusp of a lot of really cool things, and
yeah.
I don't want to say bleeding edge, but they are definitely on the edge for sure.
And
we need those folks to keep pushing this industry as a collective industry, keep it going forward.
I definitely agree with that. Like I said, lots of good things going on. A lot of what I see is thinking about data and being respectful use of data, but being able to tailor experiences for people. And those experiences could be in a credit union branch, or it could be in a conversation, but not being so oblivious to the fact that, for me, my paycheck goes into my credit union, my car loan comes out of my credit union, they know things about me, and they should be able to have a conversation with me that's different than the conversation they would have with somebody else.
Yeah.
And I think that's been sort of a theme that I've seen. And you walk around, you see a lot of talk about data and analytics and engagement and fun things like that, which I think is super important.
Well, that was my next question. It's like, hey, what topics interest you here? Obviously, AI, you can't take 2 breaths without talking about Gen AI or,
yeah.
or cybersecurity fraud, that type of stuff.
Yeah, cybersecurity fraud doesn't interest me. It scares me.
Yes, very scary.
Yeah, it is incredibly scary. I was talking to
especially the usage of AI. You know, so
I was with an executive. I will not name the company, but with an executive in this industry at one of the public companies in this industry, so a very large company. Mm-hmm. He got, as we all do, I'm sure, a call on his phone that was an unidentified caller ID thing, and he said, "We have been told not to answer calls that we don't know exactly who they're from because it can get into voice spoofing of you saying hello or who is this, and them starting to be able to take that and go." And I was like, whoa, we have reached a point where that was mind-boggling to me.
I just don't even answer my phone anymore. If it's not a number I don't recognize, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. Kind of there was a speaker yesterday that was talking about fraud and cybersecurity stuff, and he asked me, we were just chatting, I was not at his session, but I was chatting with him, and he said, you know, how many attempts do you think, like malicious attempts on some of the big ones, the biggest financial institution in the country, like how many per day? And I was, you know, I was gonna like 10,000. He's like,
oh, I think it's a million.
Oh yeah, it's
millions.
Over millions. It's shocking.
Exactly, and that's what a financial institution has to put up with on a daily basis. Are you kidding? Because they only need to be wrong once. Or no, or the fraudster only needs to be wrong right once, and the credit union or the bank needs to be wrong once for mayhem to ensue.
Yeah. But the other part of this, it's a different conversation than we usually get into, but hey, we're kind of two non-security experts talking about security things. The other part of this that I do think a fair amount about is, from my side as a member of credit union, like, I want my experience to be relatively painless when I want it to be secure, but I don't want them to have so many guardrails around that I can't log in from, like, I use LastPass for password and things. And sometimes when I'm traveling, it's like, ooh, you're trying to log in from Las Vegas. That's not usual. Mm-hmm. I get why they're doing that, but if they do too much, it makes things really inconvenient. So, like, my credit union, protect me and keep me safe, but also don't make it hard to work with you. Right. And that's a tough, there's some
of the balance there for sure. Yeah, I read a study one time where people they want just a little bit of friction.
Yeah.
And that makes them feel comfortable, but not a lot of friction because that makes them feel uncomfortable. So there's a fine line, ladies and gentlemen out there, when it comes to your cybersecurity practices. So well, speaking of, there's no segue between
you
cybersecurity
can just
and
go new into there's nothing.
I was about to say there's no.
Well,
segue.
I mean, you
a
know,
little bit because you're doing stuff online.
Ish. Yes, I'm going to take this as a segue thing. So we are, Marky is push messaging from inside the mobile banking app, so a trusted source, right? So that is, when you think about security, it's not SMS, it's not a text, it is a message that is, just because the way that iOS and Android work, it has the credit union logo on it, it is a message coming from that mobile banking app, and we have seen more use cases in the past year of credit unions using us to prevent fraud. We have one of our large clients that was saying they budget $2 million a year for fraud, and they're trying to figure out everything from members who unfortunately have multiple times fallen for spoofs and scams of, hey, can we do financial education for those folks? And through our platform, they can pick a segment of members and say, hey, we've got some education about how not to fall for spoofs.
That's cool.
And we had another one that it was a bad actor. That, I don't know why that became a phrase. Bad, bad people's, whatever, bad actor. Bought their member list and spoofed their phone number and were making calls out and saying, hey, it's your credit union, we need you to do these things. And they used our platform to send a push message that said, we are not making calls and ask you to read, that's not us, tap here to learn more, and all those kind of things. So
I've seen emails and things and texts about that. If you get this, do not open it because it's not from us.
Right. So, but the reality is, like, we talked to our clients about it, and like, well, what do you do before us? Like, oh, we put a banner on our webpage, or we put something on social media. Like, okay, so I'm a credit union member, and so when I walk down the street and I think, like, I'm going to get this phone call, but hold on, let me go back to my credit union's website first to make sure there's not a banner. Like, they're not getting out there. We're able to reach people quickly and efficiently, so it's a good thing.
Yeah, indeed. Huh. Wow, that went down an interesting little
we were talking about security. That was the segue for the security piece
really
of it.
Well. Yeah. I like that. I like that. So, anything else to kind of wrap up on the conference here? And then what's on the horizon for Larky? What's going on there?
To wrap up on the conference here, I'm now in the mode. I'm flying out tonight, actually. I've got a kid to see at home. You've got kids.
I got kids. I can't wait to go see him tonight.
But you're in the same time zone.
It's lovely. I like that.
So now I'm at that point where I'm like, oh God, I got to get it all in. I got to talk to all the people because I'm leaving in like 5 hours. So, between seeing industry friends and seeing clients and potential clients and going to sessions, there's a lot to see and do here at the Financial Brand. Mm-hmm. And what's next for Larky? I will probably see you in the coming weeks and months, because we'll be going to more and more events and doing things like that. You know, we are thinking about, and we're starting to roll some things out with how we can help our clients use the data they have even in other systems to make sure that that messaging is precise. We are not a data analytics company. We don't want to be, but we want to work with anybody who is and who's good at it and say, all right, well, if this is the right message to send to Mike and this is the right message to send to Greg, we are that last mile of communications to do that. So lots more on that side.
All right. Well, getting us on our, keeping us on our toes there.
That's right.
Sitting on pins and needles. All right. Nice teaser for the next chat.
All right, sir.
Well, I'm going to let you get going so you can get home and see the kiddos.
Yeah.
And I will definitely see you at one of the next shows for sure.
Sounds lovely.
All right, man.
Thanks so much.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Financial Brand Forum episodes brought to you by Nice Actimize, D. Hilton Associates, and Despite Impossible Podcast. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.